What with Twitter, Facebook, and Chatter, it's easy to forget that the internet has had an open, real-time, messaging and chat infrastructure for over 20 years, Internet Relay Chat, or IRC. You can think of an IRC channel as equivalent to a chatroom on Skype or Yahoo, allowing a large number of users to participate in a real-time discussion on a given topic. A well-populated IRC channel is a great resource, both as a forum for interactive Q&A and as a virtual water cooler-a space for folks to simply hang out and talk shop. Salesforce IRC. I'd known of the Salesforce IRC channel, hashtag Salesforce and IRC speak, for some time. I'd briefly checked in a few times in the past, but never made it a habit. Ironically enough, it was Joel Dietz's tweet yesterday that prompted me to check it out again, and, wow, what a difference the network effect makes, over a dozen people chatting about all things Salesforce, newbies and old hands alike. Getting on IRC is easy. There are standalone IRC clients, including Colloquy for the Mac and Merck for Windows, many more options for Windows discussed at SuperUser, as well as the cross-protocol IM applications such as Aidium on the Mac and Pigeon on Windows, Mac, and Linux. Many of the IRC networks also have a browser interface, allowing you to dive right in. Whichever route you take, to get on the Salesforce IRC channel, you'll need to know the correct IRC network, Frenode, irc.frenode.net, and channel name, hashtag Salesforce. If you want to go the browser route, it's even easier, just hit http://webchat.frenode.net/?channels=Salesforce. Either way, you'll need to pick a nickname, which you should register with a password if you want to keep it to yourself. I'm MetaDaddy, same as on Twitter. So, if you're looking for a quick answer to a short question, pasting code doesn't work well and IRC-theforce.com discussion boards are best for that, or to just say hi to a bunch of fellow Salesforce geeks, drop by.